You're listening to SBS News.
So we may have to go for an extra term.
The president in his element in campaign mode in North Carolina. But away from his supporters, he faced some tough questions over cancelled secret plans to host a Taliban delegation in Washington.
They're dead. They're dead. As far as I'm concerned, they're dead. They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier, a wonderful young man from Puerto Rico, families from Puerto Rico. And you can't do that. You can't do that with me. So they're dead as far as I'm concerned.
There were reports the president faced opposition from within his own national security team over the invitation, a claim he denies.
There are meetings with war. Otherwise, wars would never end. You'd have them go on forever. We had a meeting scheduled. It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The U.S. has been in negotiations with the Taliban in Doha for almost a year, and after 9 rounds of talks, they reached a draft agreement. The U.S. will pull troops from 5 bases in Afghanistan, and the Taliban would guarantee Afghanistan would not be a base for global terrorist attacks. Suhail Shaheen is a spokesperson for the Taliban.
If we sign an agreement with them, then we have the obligation not to attack them and provide them a safe passage.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani is in an unenviable position, navigating a deteriorating security situation with an election just days away. His government says the draft agreement gave too many concessions to the Taliban.
In Afghanistan,
the Afghan nation has already said that there are no limitations for negotiations, but peace is not unconditional. But now negotiations without ceasefire are impossible.
Between 2010 and 2012, there were more than 100,000 US soldiers in Afghanistan. And according to US government figures, that cost around $100 billion each year. Since 2001, the estimated total is $760 billion. But some experts say, including spending in neighbouring Pakistan, the cost is likely to be closer to $2 trillion. President Trump has his own electoral prospects to think about. He has long promised to get the U.S. out of the 18-year conflict.
I've been saying from the campaign that we want to get out at the earliest possible time. We're doing a very good job. Our soldiers are incredible, but they're serving as policemen to a large extent. We'd like to get out, but we'll get out at the right time.
With talks abruptly over and no indication when they might be revived, it's uncertain when that might be. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.